Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul, and my partner Steve Hunt is off in Honolulu today.
Tough.
And today we're going to talk about a show named Pippin, which opens next weekend. And here to talk about it are music director and producer Steve Alvarez and stage director John Frazier.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you're very welcome. Tell me a little bit about what this play is about.
Oh, absolutely. Pippin is a musical that follows the story of a young lad who's just graduated from college, and he is looking for his path through life. He runs into a troupe of people who lead him into many different pursuits. And throughout, he always finds the side of things that it looks great. Everything's exciting. This is going to be fantastic. This is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And then all of a sudden, he finds the wrinkle in that pursuit. And it's just not for him. And he turns his back on it and goes to the next pursuit.
Pippin thinks that he's extraordinary and that he needs to do something of great significance. He happens to be the son of Charles the Great, Charlemagne, mm-hmm. Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, King of the Franks, King of the Lombards. Throughout this whole process, he's never quite satisfied with what his experience is, because he feels like there needs to be something more. He needs to do something great.
And he tries everything. I mean, he's finished his studies. He thinks he knows everything. So now he's going to go out and he's going to be fantastic. He's going to be brilliant. And, you know, he tries ruling the country. He tries diversions with women. He tries the church. He tries art. And he just can't find anything. He even tries, you know, living on the country and living off the land, you know, and it just doesn't work.
This is a period piece? Is he the son of, or descendant?
Yeah, it's somewhat a period piece, somewhat modern, similar to a lot of musicals that came out in the 70s. This originally came out, I think, in 71 or 72.
Mm-hmm. 72.
And it launched the careers of Ben Vereen and Jill Klaber, who were in the original cast. So it's, there's kind of a mix between the period costumes and the period scenario, as well as the modern, much like Jesus Christ Superstar did when it first came out. And so we're doing the same. John's done a wonderful job with directing that and bringing that to fruition. The music is fantastic. It was written by Stephen Schwartz, who, of course, wrote Godspell and
Wicked.
So it's incredible music that, and the show was just recently revived on Broadway last year, and it won the Tony for best revival, right?
Well, yes, and actually it's the only show that I know of where two different actors won best actor in a musical for the same role, but they were of different gender. Ben Vereen and Patina Miller both won the best actor in a musical award for that.
For the same role.
For the same role.
Oh, lovely.
The leading player who leads Pippin through his journey.
So there's this troupe of like circus performers and traveling troupe that kind of come in and take on the different roles of the show to help Pippin find his way and help him through this coming of age experience. And we got some great local talent. Leo Grinberg plays Pippin. Leo was our Jesus last year for Jesus Christ Superstar. We also have Regina McDonald as the leading player, and we went with a female leading player because the music for it is just fantastic, and Regina is an incredible singer. We got Dean Williams, who's been with us for a number of productions, playing Charlemagne. Danielle Rabinovich is Catherine. A lot of great, great local talent.
I'm a big fan of Dean Williams.
Dean is wonderful, yeah. So we're very excited to have such a strong cast. Great dancing, great singing, and great musicians.
And that was one of the reasons that Theater Artists United chose this piece, was the fantastic opportunities for dance. We might remember that Bob Fosse was the original director choreographer for the original production on Broadway. And this show has many dance numbers to it. In fact, it, you know, we talk about how Pippin is going through life and he can't find anything that really matches for him, but it's all very upbeat. The songs are just easy to listen to. They get you moving, and it just goes along, and everything's very happy until all of a sudden Pippin says, "Oh, you know something? This just isn't right for me. I'm not ultimately fulfilled. It's not as challenging as I thought it would be."
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Stephen Alvarez and
John Fraser.
Sorry, John. I've only known you for 20 years.
And it's been a pleasure.
And they're talking about their production of Pippin, which opens next weekend.
So this is Theater Artists United. I think this is our fourth musical in the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts at the Sydney Lawrence. And we are very excited to be there again, and we hope that people will come out and support local theater. We've got a great cast, we've got great musicians, incredible dancers, great choreography. Our choreographer is Kristen Biertaler, who has been with the company for since its inception. And she and I go back to the very first years that I was here in Anchorage, working with other theater companies And so it's a great team that we have.
Excellent.
I think it's wonderful the way that Kristen Fiertaler is able to put movement upon actors who are singers, that also develops and works really well with the choreography that she has with her core dance troupe as well, so that it all works together and creates just a lot of fun and something worth watching, a lot of flash and pizzazz.
It sounds absolutely delightful. Is it mic'd throughout or just for the music?
It's mic'd all the way through. We have wireless headsets on all of the leads and a number of the chorus. So because it's an amplified show, so we have to mic everything.
I'm asking this because of the theater that it's in, which has some problems with acoustics. So a mic'd show is easier to hear than for people like me who are deaf.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And in fact, the band plays a lot, even during the scenes. There's music that underscores everything. And that's really wonderful for live theater to have music that also helps lend to the mood of what's happening on stage.
And I should mention which theater this is in.
The Sydney Lawrence Theater, yeah.
Thank you.
We open March 21st, next Friday. And we've got a lot of great local musicians. That's one of the premises that Theater Artists United was built on, was to provide local theater talent to work with professional musicians and professional production staff and try to be as professional a show as possible here using local talent.
Which we have a lot of.
We have a lot of local talent. You know, I came from the San Francisco Bay Area. And of course, you know, when you're in a big metropolitan place like that, there's a lot of talent, a lot going on. But I moved up here in 1997, and it's just been an amazing experience to be in Anchorage, to see the depth of talent that we have, singers and actors and dancers and musicians and what we have in the city. It's quite amazing.
I've always found it so. And I can remember once saying to a lady who had come, a mother of an only child whose husband had died during World War II, and she never remarried. And he came up here as a lawyer, and she came up, and I met her, and the circumstances don't matter. But she said to me, I don't understand what he sees in this town, why he didn't stay in New York. And I said, well, you know, everybody's going to tell you about the great outdoors, but how about theater? What theater? Well, come with me to a play on Sunday. So we went, and at the end of Act One, Jerry says, liars, liars, liars. And she turns to me with tears running down her cheeks and says, Oh, Gene, I had no idea. No idea. And that's the way I feel about theater in Anchorage. I was absolutely amazed.
Oh, yes. We're certainly blessed with a wealth of actors and singers here in the state.
Yeah, it's a great place to be if you're a performing artist.
Well, we're about running out of time, so one more word from each of you about your play.
Well, come and see Pippin. It opens next Friday, March 21st, at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts. A lot of great music. Stephen Schwartz was the composer. We hope that you can come and join us.
Pippin is a really good time. It's a madcap, zany romp, and you're just going to love it.
Very good. Thanks very much for coming, both of you. Stephen Alvarez and John Fraser. And I want to thank you both for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thank
now,
you.
Would you please stay with me and read the calendar?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you. And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. UAA Theater's presentation of M. Butterfly by David Henry Hwang opens on March 21st and runs through April 6th. Performances are Friday and Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
At Anchorage Community Theater, you can see A Thousand Clowns by Herb Gardner running through March 30th. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3 p.m.
And Anchorage Community Theater's Stage Directions is offering Basic Acting with David Block. Class sessions are March 15th, 22nd, and 29th, all on Saturday and all from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. To register, please call 344-4713 or email actfamily@gci.net. Be sure to leave a phone number in your email message.
Perseverance Theater is partnering with Dominique D'Andrea, producing artistic director of the 1 Minute Play Festival of New York City and the Anchorage Theater Community, to produce the Alaska 1 Minute Play Festival, April 14 and 15 in Anchorage. You do not have to be a professed playwright to participate. If interested, please email as soon as possible to BostinChristopher@PerseveranceTheater, BostinChristopher@PerseveranceTheater.org.
Anchorage Opera's production of Die Winterreise will show at the Wilder Marston Theater on March 12th to 16th, with performances Wednesday through Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 4. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
Theater Artists United is offering Pippin by Stephen Schwartz from Friday, March 21st to March 30th at the Sydney Lawrence Theater in the Performing Arts Center. Showtimes are 7:30 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening, and at 2 p.m. Sundays, with one additional matinee on Saturday the 28th. Tickets are available at centertix.net or call 263-ARTS. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.